"I solemnly swear by this my sword arm," said Hiccup, "that I did not seek aid by float or boat. I did not plan to win this race by trickery or deception, and that any assistance I received was by the favour of fortune and the gracious will of the great god Thor." The crowd erupted with joy. The chief judge signalled to the murderous warriors on the cliff tops, and reluctantly they let Bertha and Stoic the Vast free of their chains, and the two chieftains walked proudly down the cliff paths to the beach, heads held high. Cheers rang out along the beach, and "Silence!" yelled old Wrinkly, bursting with pride, for it is not every day that a grandson returns to you from out of the water, a competition is won, and a prophecy is fulfilled. And he was rather proud of his soothsaying skills on this occasion. Old Wrinkly's soothsaying did not always turn out this well. He turned his grandson around to face the crowd. "He did not seek aid by float or boat," cried Old Wrinkly solemnly in his ancient old quavering voice, "and therefore I declare that the winner of this competition and the last man back to be Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third." Old Wrinkly held Hiccup's arm up in the air victoriously. "This is preposterous," spluttered Gumboil. "This is impossible. He can't have done it. He must have cheated." Gumboil found himself grabbed around the throat and lifted up in the air, his little legs dangling like a frantic beetle.
"Are you suggesting that my ancestor, Grimbeard the Ghastly, and more importantly, my son and heir, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third, are liars?"
spat Stoic the Vast, pressing his face menacingly into Gumboil's.
No, not exactly,"
gargled the strangled Gumboil, his voice squeaking like a 5-year-old. Oh, how the hooligans and bog burglars cheered then, throwing their helmets up into the air and clapping Hiccup and Kamikaze and Fishlegs on the back, and Bertha and Stoic hugged them hard, and they all made ready to leave for their boats moored in Wreckers Bay, because, frankly, they had had enough of the murderous mountains to last them a very long time indeed.
"Wait,"
cried the chief judge, the sad little Bashamoig.
"Before you go, there is just one more thing," he said. "And that is the question of the demand of the last man back. According to the oath declared by all, the last man back may demand a request that cannot be denied from the chieftain of the opposite tribe."
The cheers died down and the mood darkened. And Madguts had gone very silent and still as he realised his trick had turned on himself and he had played into his enemy's hands. Stoic's grin turned to a thunderous frown. Bertha's hands were on her hips.
"What is your request, Hiccup? You can ask anything, anything at all."
Madguts the murderess had turned rather white, and he fiddled nervously with his sword. He did not have a leg to stand on, and he knew it. He only had himself to blame for the situation in which he now found himself. The faces of the bog burglars and the hooligans were hard and set and seeking revenge. They drew their weapons and tapped them on their thighs, and the air was filled with menace. Up on the cliff tops, the sky dragons circled. They didn't care who they ate.
"What will it be, Hiccup? What is your demand?"
asked Old Wrinkly.